The End of the World is Near, Part 1. The evening of October 30th, 1938, was not very different from any other typical Sunday evening in the homes of Americans across the United States. At 8 p.m., most people were at home, quietly reading books or playing cards. Numerous individuals, who were fortunate enough to have access to the radio, were listening to one of the two programs that were broadcast. Television had not yet been introduced, and moreover the audience could still only choose between two radio channels. One program that evening was a light comedy series, and the other a serious play, which was the dramatization of a classic science fiction novel entitled The War of the Worlds. The novel had been written by H.G. Wells in the 19th century. The radio play, on the other hand, was produced by a young, unknown actor-writer called Orson Welles. The U.S. listeners looked forward to spending a peaceful evening listening to the entertainment offered by the radio. The play was announced, but the program did not begin on time. Instead of the opening lines of the play, the listeners heard dance music. When this dance music had been played for several minutes, people began wondering if something had gone wrong. Then suddenly an announcement was made in the form of a news flash. A man speaking in an excited voice said some kind of strange gas explosions had been observed on the planet of Mars and that an alien spaceship had landed near Princeton, New Jersey, an hour's drive from New York City. For the next half hour, non-stop broadcasts gave live coverage of the events. The news was alarming. It informed the now much worried listeners that Martians with monster-like bodies and equipped with death rays had disembarked from the spaceship and had already killed about 1,500 persons. It was obvious, according to the on-the-spot observers, that the Martians had come to make war on the world. Thank you.